What's up, podcast? I'm Joe Lemon. Thank you so much for tuning into Sales Culture. And I'm excited today to give you guys a real life example of what the power of podcast guesting is about. And, you know, I got to pause for a second, too, before I even get into sharing this great episode I did with the guys of our Black in Sports. Big shout out to EJ and MH. Those guys were super hospitable. But hopefully you guys are staying safe. Hopefully you guys are avoiding this, all the scares around and the realities of the actual virus spreading. So hopefully that's not bumming you out, or hopefully you aren't even impacted with it. And honestly, too, I want to take a second here to even talk about just some of the ways that we can shift our mindset to staying in the right space, man. I mean, because it's so easy to get locked into whatever news channel that you love and go down a spiral. And I definitely do believe that keeping ourselves distance from each other is the best move right now. But with that, there's tons of opportunities of things for us to do virtually. The internet has opened the door to all types of brand new ways for us to enhance our business or just enhance ourselves. So use this time to either take a break, purposefully stop, or go ahead and double down, but, you know, make some more content, collab on things over Zoom, or even there's a whole bunch of technologies that are emerging and spaces that are going to be taken off while the rest of these places are trying to figure out what's going on in the world. I mean, there's things like esports that's going to be jumping. I mean, I'm not a big esport guy, but there's a whole subset of community of people that fill up stadiums that believe in it. Might be a great time to check it out. There might be some opportunities for you there. And especially anything that could be done virtually, why not triple down on those activities? So with that said, guys, I want to share this episode with my guys from Black in Sports, with EJ and MH. I recorded this last month while I was in Las Vegas, but sitting on it, but I think it's a great time to kind of press it out right now. We had a lot of laughs, lots of fun, talked about sports medicine, talked about just, you know, being in the whole sales business and really just what the B2B sale really looks like and the relationships and how you go about driving those in a very professional but also fun manner. So with that said, sit back and enjoy this conversation. And let me know your thoughts. Please go out and support those guys too, because they got a great YouTube channel. They're doing a way better job than me when it comes to collecting video content. So you can find a lot of their things on YouTube, Black in Sports on YouTube, or check out the podcast if you guys are audio guys only, like myself. They're on all the major platforms as well. All right, let's get into it.
The champ is here.
We will definitely not shut up and dribble.
The champ is here.
I must be the greatest.
The champ is here.
I'm going to continue to stand with the people.
The champ is here.
I will not lose.
I shook up the world.
Oh, boy. Shaking up the world left and right, man. Definitely want to shout out and say celebrate Black History. Happy Black History Month to everybody out there. Hey, well, welcome, man. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with we. My name is EJ, and I got my man.
MH.
Yeah, he's the lockdown corner. Hey, Richard Sherman, if you want to talk to him for some tips, man, he may have to get at you. He'll help
out. Stay in cover three, Richard.
Stay in cover three. Hey, well, you know, we're Black in Sports, man. We're giving a voice to the people that won't shut up and dribble. All right, man, we're here to interview the best professionals in the game, from the boardroom to the game, to the game floor, all right? Covering all, laughing at it all, and providing the platform, right? So, without further ado, I'm going to introduce our special guest. All right, my man, he flew into town, okay? My man just, you know, he changes the weather by buying those airline tickets, right? He just touched down. We're going to call him Mr. ABC. That's Always Be Closing.
Always.
Representing the 412 PA stand up.
Yes, sir.
All the way, he's an ATL-ian.
Yeah,
and now there. He's a Cali cat.
Yeah, man.
All right, man. So we're going to get you hit with the Dr. Sports Med, Mr. Health and Fitness himself, Joe Lemon. What's up, brother?
Yo, man.
Let's clap it up, man.
Appreciate y'all, man. Hey, you know what? I got to say, this is a great space. You guys are doing a really good thing, man. I really like how the whole platform is really shaking out, man. So I'm just honored to be here on the mics.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Vegas Hype Media, man. We're glad to be here in the studios, man. Quan set us up nicely. So shout out to Quan.
Yes, sir.
All right, Miles. Get right into it.
Go right to it.
All right, man. Let's get it.
Your world.
All right. So check this out, man. How we like to open it up, man, is we want you to share with us, okay? Get to know you. Get to, so the listeners get to know you a little bit.
Man.
We want to shoot your shot moment, man. Like that time when you went for it all. It could have been in business, could have been during your days, you know, playing a little kickball or something like that. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it could have been that love interest, man, you know, saying how you lock them down in the day. So give us that shoot your shot moment.
Man, shoot your shot moments, man. So you know what, you know, I've always been that guy. You guys remember this, if you guys rolled out with your boys, right? You guys were at least 2-3 deep, everybody had a role, a position, right?
Yes.
My position was to always infiltrate early. So I was going in, you know, hey, I'm the guy with the shot. I'm knocking down the door, and then everybody come, you know, follow up and have the nice complex conversations. But my thing was to come in really simple and really aggressive.
Oh, he's a wedge buster, huh?
Wedge buster all day. All day.
Okay.
Wedge busting all day, man. So, you know, I took that same mentality over to business. And so whenever I first got into really doing like B2B type business, man, I never forget. So there was this one company that everybody had trouble getting into, and they were like, yo, ain't nobody gonna be able to get in there, man. You just can't get in there. They got guards, you know what I'm saying? They don't pick up nobody's phone call and they ain't respond to emails. None of that's gonna happen for you. I'm like, all right, so let's see how this works. And so I go in right behind the actual right behind the main guard, a security guard, right? Go right up the actual elevator, talking to the janitor. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to sell the actual CMO.
Yeah.
I only got no business doing with the actual janitor. I'm like, janitor, like, me and him become cool. He walks me right into the CMO's office.
He's
how the hell did you get up in here? And I'm like, yo, I mean, I ain't about to put nobody on the bus, but you know what I'm saying? But your door was open, so I just walked in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're like, how about all the damn guards downstairs?
Oh,
and I'm like,
hilarious.
And so, I mean, I would say that was my real first shoot your shot moment. A young bull getting into it, man. And, you know, they definitely kicked me out. Straight up. I got about it immediately. You know what I'm saying? I had the straight security guard. Like, nah, brother, you can't be up here, man. Business don't work that way. Didn't close none of that business. But what it did do is give me an extra framework to not be scared to just go talk to anybody.
Yeah, there it is.
Because it's just like, you know, doesn't really matter. Like, I mean, people are people, man. And so at the end of the day, everybody got to put their pants on the exact same way. And so ever since then, man, I just started having conversations with people and worked with a couple other deals that led to me working with like the actual Steelers and a whole bunch of other teams since. So that's kind of how I broke into it. But that was my first real shoot your shot brick. You know what I mean?
Brick on them.
Yeah, man. But it was good, though.
Joe, your background is sports.
Yeah.
Why sports? What was your background in that?
So, I mean, I've been more on the actual sports medicine side. So, I work with a lot of the actual athletic team trainers, physical therapists. So, I'm more so on the health and wellness tip. Back in Atlanta, whenever I was there for like, I was there for 8 years, I had a super dope personal training company, man. We used to just go around and train people out of their condos. And it was like me and like 8 other trainers.
Okay.
And it was like trying to herd cats, you know, because trainers ain't trying to listen to nobody.
Yeah.
You know, everybody had their own CEO. You know what I mean? I get it, because I was trying to be CEO, right?
Yeah.
So who am I? And so anyway, that's how I first got into health and fitness, started training a whole bunch of, you know, younger athletes back then. They have a whole bunch of these like smaller sports specific training camps out of Atlanta, especially with the whole DNs. It's a really big, really big school for that out there. So, I mean, so yeah, that's how I first got in the whole sports medicine role.
Did you play ball at in PA at all?
I did, man. Yeah, you know what? So I went to the school called Peabody High School.
Okay.
Man, love Peabody, man. It was like a straight jail cell, though.
We had no windows.
Man, we had like 4 windows, straight up. 4 windows, 2 medical, you know, 2 like metal detectors as soon as you walk in. I mean, you know what I mean? But I love ball, man. Yeah. So I played there, had a couple garbage offers to go play at some D3 schools.
Okay.
I said no to that. I went down to Tuskegee, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to go walk on here. They were like, yeah, just come walk on. I was like, all right, cool. And then I saw a whole bunch of other girls there, and I was like, nah, I'm cool. I was like, y'all are waking up, working out.
Yeah.
I'm going to go hang out with, you know what I mean, instead.
Bro, I grew up in Colorado.
Yeah.
And so after I graduated, I spent some time in Alabama.
Okay.
So I went to Tuskegee homecoming 1 year.
Talk about it, bro.
Oh, bro.
It's different. Cats don't understand, bro.
Changed my life.
Hold on. Y'all got to enlighten us, man. Y'all having an intimate flashback moment or something like
so,
that.
So, I mean, all right. Let me just kind of set the scene for cats that haven't been through this area.
All right, take us there.
Of Alabama, right? So, literally, like, you know, you got Auburn, which is like 15 minutes away.
Yep.
Okay.
And then you got Alabama State, which is like 15, 20 minutes down the street, the opposite direction.
Okay.
And so, once you come in from Atlanta, that's a lot of people coming out for 20, You're going to run past Auburn first.
Yep.
And so, you know, maybe you don't want to stop there. Mm-hmm. And you, maybe you do. I mean, don't get me wrong. That's a good time there, too. So,
long, long time ago.
Long, long time ago. Way before wifey and all that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But literally, so Auburn and then Tuskegee is in the middle of nowhere. The hottest thing going to Tuskegee was like this grocery store. I forgot the name of it. But it wasn't like a Walmart. It wasn't the Walmart play. It was like... Okay. It was like a giant eagle, like minus about 10 hours.
You know, I thought you were going to hit us with the Piggly Wiggly or something like that.
Hey, it's out there, though.
No, it is out there.
It's out there.
Facts, it's out there.
And then Alabama State just goes hard, man. I mean, I don't think cats really understand what's going on that campus.
Man.
It's different.
First week there,
yeah.
I'm trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah.
Guy that was cutting my hair, he said, you go to the Ann Street Walmart.
That's how you know it's
Go to the Ann Street Walmart when they come in, you know, they picking up their room utensils and things like that.
Nuts.
You'll figure it out from there.
Yeah. That's yeah.
Okay. So let's go back. You had a barber, you were saying back there?
At one point in time, the hairline was crisp, the waves was hitting, you know, but God has.
Sorry, you slid that in right
there. Yeah, I see. Yeah. You know, beige people do.
Every time two Omar Epps looking models want to come up here and keep fucking with me, man. All right, so that's what's up. So that's kind of, you know, you said you want to go play ball.
Yeah.
But when was that first love to get into, like, the medicine? I know you started training, but, like, what was that triggered it?
Yeah.
You know, was it something that, you know, you were just intense in your own training?
Yeah.
When you were playing ball because you wanted to be at their best physical position? Like, where did that love come from, you know?
Man, you know what? So keep it real. I mean, I really got into training as soon as, like, I turned, like, 13.
Because
my, you know, I was a little chubby dude, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Confidence was, it was all right, you know what I'm saying? And so I was like, Mom, I got to start hitting the weights, yo. You know what I mean? It's the only way I'm going to really, really start making a difference out here. And so my mom, you know, I sold her on the idea to go pick up a 300-pound weight set. And me and my boys went to the basement, and we used to just get the bar stuck on our chest all summer long.
Absolutely.
I first felt, like, really deep in love with it then for real. And so I was training nonstop. Now it's more like on some more holistic woo-woo type, you know what I mean, type of play.
It is.
I mean, man. Because, you know, I mean, cats ain't trying to do that to the body no more, man. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to live to be like 130. And so certain activities aren't really needed for me to kind of get to, you know, that actual destination. So, that's when it started, though, bro.
Yeah, man, my back and knees ain't right ever since, man. Trying to put all of that stuff on there. Dude, it's my neck game. That was down for a bit.
You gotta help my man out in his night game, man.
Bringing up old shit.
Hey, man, we can talk about it, yo.
Nah, but that's definitely a fact, you know what I mean? Just what people are doing right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, the ways of working out is always changing. Right. So how do you stay up on game for that stuff like that? That's just, you know, one person says, you know, I'm totally off, but you got no water, right?
Yeah.
Now you gotta hydrate, right? Then you go to all weights, you know, then it was plyometrics, right? Now it's hand-eye coordination with it's always changing. And then how do you know what's right for who, you know?
Bro, so the amount of activities and the amount of, like, research that's coming out with a lot of phantom stuff, too, the stuff that's not just, like, even, I mean, like, so just kind of talking about some of the activities that's happened on the whole sports world.
Mm-hmm.
I was working with this one company doing some straight contract work with them.
Okay.
And their whole business was training athletes to sharpen their minds, right? Mm. And so it was totally not even about, like, you know, physically. Because now, I mean, like, now the whole concept is, like, we have almost maxed out the body. LeBron's spending, like, $1 million on like, a recovery process, right? Mm. So the body's all maxed out, but the mind's still untapped. I mean, people don't really understand it yet. And so anyway, these guys have programs, brain training programs to really help you sharpen your mind. And that's the whole next wave. But like really, just to kind of get back to your question, how do you figure out what's right for you?
Right.
You got to test it. You know what I mean? Like because everybody's body is so different. Like, unless you kind of run your own science experiments and you're kind of your own, I mean, you really have to be your own doctor to, like, a degree.
Yeah.
For you to go hand it over to somebody else is nuts. Like, to be like, hey, make sure I'm healthy. You know what I mean? And if you're relying on your, you know, insurance plan, man, that's something else crazy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because, like, their whole process is really just to make sure that you're not, like, that you just have, like, sick care. Mm-hmm. It's not about being healthy. It's just like, hey, as long as you ain't dying, you know what I'm saying? And if you're dying really bad, you got to pay us.
But yeah, the premiums go up.
And if you need something for real, you're going to have to come out of pocket. But as long as you just have a slow death, we got you. You know what I mean? And I think that's just that these days, man. I think it really should be about people running their own experiments on themselves, testing out what type of foods make sense for them. Because there's so many different things and so much different research, it's like confusing as hell.
It is,
and so people don't know where to start.
Yeah, I mean, back to your personal training days. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people, you know, your head hurt, you go to the doctor, or my teeth messed up, I'm gonna go to the dentist.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, but a lot of times we try to kind of self medicate ourselves, like, yeah. I'm getting a little bit. Let me
put some tussin on it.
Yeah,
let me wrap it up real quick.
Yeah, yeah. Let me chew this lettuce. Absolutely. And, you know what I'm saying? And let me do a couple jump ropes.
That's
and then
what it
I'm about good. I'm back good. So
sweep it off.
Yeah, yeah. Sweep it off. Exactly. Yeah.
Walk it off.
Walk right to the bed.
You kind of touched on the mental part of it, but how did you deal with clients and customer? Not just the athlete, but just the common, you know, everyday average Joe. How did you deal with breaking that cycle of, hey man, this is something that you really need to look into?
Man, you know, so I always tell people this, man, you can't force nobody to kind of want to take on that type of role. Like, someone has to want that. You know what I mean? Like, I always say, you know what I mean? Like, you can only motivate a person if they're willing to be motivated.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If they don't want that type of, like, you know, leadership, or they don't want the type of insight, or they don't want to acknowledge what's going on, then, you know, once the time is right, maybe they will. And so, like, once it comes to me in business or, like, health, I only like selling people that want to be sold. I only like selling what people want to buy. And so whether that's you buying into your health and wellness, or whether that's you buying some products from us, or buying some goods or services, whatever it looks like, I'm not forcing on anybody. I'm looking for the right person at the right time. So for anyone that's like average person who's just saying, hey, I'm curious now because my, you know, XYZ might be feeling some way, or or you got some loved ones that might be dealing with something, and you want to be the leader of your family to kind of change things, then it's time to talk. And then it's time to start exploring and looking at different ways to kind of see all the options that are out there. Because, man, you know, it's wild to see what we're exposed to in the U.S. as great as it is. I mean, you, we got some faults, boy. But
yeah,
things that we have going on are definitely up, like, compared to some other countries. But, man, the amount of, like, different care that people get in different parts of the globe is crazy. Like, so I was in Germany last month, right? Well, 2 months ago, back in the very beginning of December, I was there, yeah. And so anyway, like, everyone has care there, right?
Yep.
And so because the government takes care of everyone there, they're looking for the most efficient, effective ways to make sure everyone's healthy, because the government's paying for it.
Right.
Right? Like, think about how it's flipped here. Mm-hmm. You pay for it. Mm-hmm. Like, you pay your insurance that we barely have getting any use out of, and they bank it up and build buildings throughout the city, right? But, you know, in some other countries, everyone's taken care of. So, like, okay, let's try to catch whatever illnesses, whatever type of issues you have, neck issues, ailments, early, so we don't have to do surgery, because surgery costs so damn much. Or we're supposed to give, you know, yeah, preventive care. I mean, and it's just like medication. So, like, that's expensive. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you look at how wild it is here, medication gets subsidized by the government. Mm-hmm. Like, they get subsidized to run the research on us by the government. Your tax dollars go to paying them to run research that they flip back to you.
Unpaid kitty pigs.
Yo. Yeah. It's nuts. Yeah. I mean, like, and so, like, after I started looking at that whole model, I'm like, yo, I mean, I work with a lot of sports teams, but I'm passionate, as you can tell, probably about this piece as well.
Right.
Because, I mean, it's nice to work with the teams, because the teams are sexy. People like hearing that.
Yeah.
And we got like 40 logos that we can, you know, clout.
Slap them on.
Yeah, yeah, that we can start talking about and make it look cool. But, like, to me, I think people need to look at LeBron and say, what the heck? Why is he spending so much money? And I ain't spending nothing. I mean,
interesting.
You know what I mean? Like, kind of want to work those conversations into the thought process of people.
So what are you doing right now, like, as far as, you know, work? You said, you mentioned you're working with teams.
Yeah.
What is the aspect that you're doing?
Yeah, man. So lots of these teams, especially the NBA, lots of these guys use a lot of the products that we bring in from, like, Germany and, like, Finland. And so, you know, I'm just pretty much one of the guys who brings different technology right to these teams, talk to the trainers. And it's a wild setup to really see how a lot of this works. NBA is one of the better. Baseball is probably the best when it comes to actually taking care of the players.
Now, you're saying equipment? Really? Is this equipment that you're talking about?
Yeah. Well,
and the technology that goes along with the equipment?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah. So the actual service side and the actual technology. And so.
And you said baseball.
Baseball. Baseball is probably the best.
Why do you think that is?
Because contracts, how they're actually organized, guaranteed money coming out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're right, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so it's like baseball guaranteed the money, so they want to guarantee the results, mm-hmm. and they care about the players a little bit more. Mm. Football, it's like, hey, you know what I mean? We are here almost week to week with some cats. Yeah. Yes, I mean,
don't get me wrong.
Yeah, tape it up. I mean, and they're handing out medication to people, and it's a wild system because you know, unfortunately, most of the trainers, you know, inside the actual sports teams are really good people. I'm not hating on none of my clients or none of that, but it's like it's the whole system that they're in.
Yeah, they're employees.
They're employees to a crazy system where the people cutting the check are saying, hey, let me know if XYZ player is dealing with something because that's going to impact their bonus. So in flip, the player goes off and has to have their own separate medical team. That's why LeBron spends a straight $1.5 million because he has three guys running with him nonstop. Dietitian, his physical therapist, and his trainer. Nonstop with him, personalized care. He don't do nothing inside the actual Lakers locker room. I work with him. And they go right up to like his little penthouse suite, and they take care of him there. You know what I'm saying? Not around the rest of the actual trainers because they're going to go back to the owners and say, hey, owners, you know what I mean? LeBron got a little limp, yo. You know what I mean? Maybe he don't need that extra, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. On the bonus. He's getting a little, you know. So like all that stuff kind of plays out, and that's why so that's what I do with the teams. I work with the trainers and lots of the athletic directors.
Nice.
Yeah.
Interesting. I mean, and to your point, I'm sure the athletic trainer has a lot of bodies attached to him. It'd be hard for him to give the special need that a LeBron would need or the 15th person on the roster need. I mean, there's some things that and the aspect of their body that they know that they need actual care to around the clock.
Yeah.
And maybe that trainer's kind of unavailable to do that.
Yeah, exactly. If you think about it, so NBA team, they might have like four trainers, but there's like, 15 guys on the roster?
Yeah.
That's really manageable, right?
Right.
Football, you got four trainers, you got 53 guys on the roster.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, and then, you know, it's definitely one of the most brutal, you know, brutal sports out there. So it's like, a lot of times it's just that it's not enough manpower. Mm-hmm. But I always look at it like this too, though, right? Come on, man. Like, we got a $1 billion organization going on right here, right? We got ticket sales. We got merch. You're telling me you can't add another 5 to 10 people to the athletic training roster?
Cuts into the profits, no.
It eats into the profits, bro.
And the thing about it is, man, that's a lot of, what's the guy from the Redskins who's like wanted to get traded and he held out because they rely on the physical training staff. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Trent Williams.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they get told one thing, and the dude was like, dude almost died, man. Yeah. Like, he had like serious stuff, but that's not that trainer's job is to make sure he keeps playing, not his ultimate well being.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, I mean, I don't work with a lot of players directly, but the ones that I do work with on a regular basis, it's like we always talk. It's like, gotta have your own squad. Yeah, I mean, you just have to. Like, yeah. I mean, and they need to know what's the latest and greatest and what's happening globally. Right. Not just stateside or what's been like, you know, classified by your major, you know, teaching hospitals.
So you do play, players and teams?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
I got players who actually reach out to us because they want to have it for their own.
Oh, for their own.
For their home.
And they can afford it.
No, I kind of, and then EJ, I want to get your thoughts on this as well. You talked about mental toughness, talk about players that have, understand the science of their bodies and understand what their bodies are. Obviously, is that what they get paid to do? Kobe Bryant, you had some time in the great Los Angeles area.
Yeah,
we haven't had a show since the icon passed away. Just wanted to get your thoughts on that and how to hit you. And I think it's going to be kind of one of those moments where what were you doing when you find out that he passed away?
And you're in the epicenter. You're right there with us.
Yeah,
definitely.
No. Bro, it was wild, man. I forgot exactly where I was, but I do remember this moment. Matter of fact, I was on the way to go visit my actual homeboy who lived on the west side. I stay in Pasadena, so I was traveling right across town. He shot me a text like, "Yo, you heard about Kobe?" And I'm just like, "Nah, yo." And I mean, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It was one of those things, and then it just started to kind of unfold from there. I mean, and so later on that night, they had the whole Grammys. Right. And I was picking up my wife because she was at the Fit conference that's right downtown, right next to the Grammys. And it's just like people riding through downtown, just honking the horns, Kobe Jordan, jerseys just kind of hanging out the window. And it's just one of those things, man. And, it's wild to see such an icon pass.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, it was so abrupt. And then when you find out his whole daughter is there. I mean, that's never was just like, yo, yeah. I mean, the whole thing kind of just like, oh, man.
Yeah.
It's nuts, yeah.
What you think, Jay?
I know exactly where I was.
Yeah. I'd hit y'all, yeah.
Yo, so I'm coming home from church, turning on the radio,
and
it was like, oh, news, Kobe Bryant died. And like, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
So I turned the radio off.
It was like.
Because that doesn't make sense. That's not in the normal flow of what that day was supposed to happen, right? What was supposed to happen. And it's like, Kobe Bryant's dead. I was like, it's a joke. Like, you know, whatever.
I thought it was a joke, too.
I thought it was a joke.
Yeah.
So I was right close to home. So I got home and I was like, starting to look it up. And I saw it. The next thing I did is I was hit him. I hit MH and I was just like, yo, man.
Yeah.
And we actually spent some of the day together just kind of like in disbelief. And I'm not going to steal your thunder about kind of what happened for the rest of the day. I'll actually let you take it from here.
Nah, man. I probably stayed on the account. I got a text from one of my homeboys. Same situation. Mm-hmm. And he sent a TMZ kind of thing. I'm like, well, TMZ doesn't usually lie. I mean, they like roaches. They there like immediately. So I was like, they don't usually... you know, lie about this. And you know, after, you know, all the reports came out and, you know, we found out the details and, you know, it was confirmed that he had passed away. My wife had bought some, you know, V tickets.
Okay.
To see the basketball. San Diego State was in town to play. They number 4 in the country at the time. And I was like, I don't even want to watch basketball now. But my wife was like, well, Kobe will want you to watch this.
That was good.
Yeah,
So we went to the game, but you saw everybody.
It was different.
Yeah, it was different.
Yeah, I mean, and then I think, you know, the platform that we're trying to, you know, promote here, I mean, is, you know, a lot of times it's publicized what the athletes go through, you know, when they don't have an outlet after they're done. They don't, you know, it's, you know, their careers is probably a short span of what their life is.
Yeah.
You know, after, you know, when they're retired, sometimes they don't really know what to do next. I mean, they're young adults and, you know, all they've been doing is playing, you know, whatever the sport is, and they don't really know. But it seemed like Kobe had kind of figured out, okay, this is what the rest of my life is going to look like. And for him not to be able to, you know, see that all through.
Not only that.
That was the roughest part.
Not only that, he was starting to excel at it.
I mean, in such
a short, like a lot of people take that time to transition.
Right.
My man's winning Oscars and Emmys in shorts and sports. So, no, it's definitely tough, man. Yeah. So, you know, moment of silence for the man. Man. All right, man. And for the rest of the people that lost their lives, I mean, there was like, what was it, 9, I think was the total?
Including
the pilot. So.
Yeah.
You know, shouts out and, you know, rest in peace. And I hope that the families can carry on because loss is always tough.
Loss is always tough, bro.
Yeah.
And, man. I mean, and there's no good time ever. Like, nobody's like, oh, that's a great time. And you just said, nobody ever says that.
Right.
Nor should he. I mean, but, you know, one thing about Kobe that is phenomenal, though, is that he's got a legacy that is like strong, bro. Like, you know, on like a much more positive note, too, because, like, you know, just kind of knowing some people at the Lakers and knowing what he was like, he was always tied in with the squad, and his people in the front office were taking roles, like the major roles. Like,
oh, wow, okay.
Like Judy Sudo was, you know, athletic trainer director because she used to work with Kobe. Rob Pelinka, right?
Yeah,
Kobe's agent.
Kobe's agent.
Like, I mean, it's like they were setting up the actual chess moves, like for him to be one of the owners, man. So just knowing that he was going hard regardless, like, is like something that makes me just kind of think about his actual legacy and smile and say, okay, this is how you roll. You know what I mean? Like, you don't let up the pressure.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You just focus in and then just double down.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, all right, man, let's get into it, man. You know, I hit all the accolades, but I think I missed podcast guru when I brought you in. You know what I'm saying? I can't believe I forgot that, man. So, and I think we're going to do a little different here. So, you know, let's just have a flow. You know, you have the podcast, the Real Value Exchange.
Yeah, man.
You know, we'll put all of that info in the show notes so people can definitely check that out.
Appreciate it.
But just tell us a little bit about that, and then I know you want to kind of, you know,
let's
go back and forth, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, man, so I almost want to turn the whole tables and just take over the whole
let's go.
Vegas hype media space, man.
Let's go.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like,
Black in sports, man, let's go.
Hey, man, you know, because, like, honestly, you know, podcasting is like a place that I'm not sure people that haven't really got behind the microphone consistently and start talking to people how powerful it is, yo.
Okay.
I mean, like, I already know you guys got a strong network. You were at the whole Super Bowl earlier, right?
Yep.
So, like, were you there too?
No, I went there.
He was almost going to be there.
Yeah, there's some.
We'll talk about that.
I'll fly. I mean, but it's like, cats don't realize how crazy tool of networking this is.
For sure.
For just your personal life or professional, how you want to play it. So that's why I really got into podcasting, because I was like, damn, man, you can meet anybody with this joint. Mm-hmm. And you can offer something to people first. That's why I called it Real Value Exchange. And I started a whole podcasting agency called Sales Culture, where we just focus on like B2B podcast building. But I mean, so I got to talk to you guys about what the hell you guys are doing here, man, because I'm curious. I like how you guys came out the gates too, though. Nice video. I had no video when I first got the mic. I had some little like 18-200, you know, five joints. I mean, it was cool. You know what I mean? But like, I had nothing behind it. You guys are coming out strong, man. So, please, like, tell me like a little bit about why you guys chose to get into Black in Sports.
Go ahead, EJ.
Why'd you guys jump into this world, man?
Well, I mean, just we said in the intro, and Miles kind of alluded to it just a little bit earlier when he was talking about kind of Kobe.
Yeah.
We just want to give a platform. You know what I mean? People don't get a chance to meet you all the time, right? Because you're in your lane, and this is kind of unifying and bringing people into those lanes. So we are bringing athletes, and people that former athletes, but also are in the boardroom, because that's our next transition, right? Like, so, you know, I chased that dream, and I came a little short. And I mean,
talk about it, though, EJ. Come on, man.
No, because I'm gonna let Miles talk about his story of going to the leagues a lot better.
Yeah. I mean, you like me, EJ. I don't know.
I want both, bro. I want both.
I tell you where I'm at. You know, growing up, I grew up in a family that was an athletic family.
Okay.
Dad played ball. My older brothers played ball. My little brothers played ball. I played ball. Didn't have any sisters.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, ball was just it.
That was life.
And
ball is life.
Ball is life. Yeah, yeah. Right. But, you know, I started to think as I got older and, you know, I wasn't as good as I thought. You know, I had some shots to get to that ultimate level, but I didn't quite get there.
One of my well-damn coach moments.
One of them well-damn coach moments. Yeah, it was one of them moments. Yeah. But I didn't get there. I mean, I got.
How far did you get? How far did you go?
So I had shut up, EJ. I had a workout with an NFL team.
Yeah.
Combine's
coming up.
Yeah, combine is coming up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, long story short, you know, there was a period when I was in Alabama. Actually, I just didn't watch football for it. I was just mad at the world.
Yeah.
It didn't succeed like I thought. I had an agent, everything. I thought, you know.
You were deep into it.
Yes.
I mean,
look,
we can call it deep.
If you got the agent on board, I mean, that means that you're really taking shots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, it didn't quite work out that way. But I was hurt. But the bigger part about it is that I didn't see people that looked like me in different areas of the organization. I saw, I mean, everybody. I see them playing, right? But, you know, who's hiring these players? Are, you know, who's the person that's running the front office on the business side? And, you know, who's the person that's running the ticket sale? You know, things like that. I think this platform is great to say, you know, to the young guys that are, you know, listen to this show, that, you know, the actually playing on the field may not succeed. And there's other levels of being in sports.
And that's what we want to do, is bring those.
Exactly.
I mean, Ebony, for instance, came in a couple of shows ago. And she's the director of guest services at T-Mobile Arena.
Right.
Yeah. T-Mobile Arena is winning national awards. And then you see Ebony with, you know, that skin tone that's running shit in that building. So it's great to have people talk like that. And we got some comments and people's like, and we did mention it. We got goosebumps hearing her talk.
Yeah. And it's the same with you, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the exact same. I've been taking notes while you're talking, just learning. You know what 100%. I mean? This is a learning thing. I started thinking things outside of just wearing a helmet. You know what I mean? And started thinking, okay, there's a bigger picture to this. And so just listening to you, man, that's all a part of the space and the platform that we want to do.
Right? Appreciate y'all, man. I mean, I mean, seriously, I mean, because, you know, I've been talking to some younger cats that are not like that much older than me, but, you know, I mean younger than me, but like, let's say, you know, 8-10 years younger, right?
Yeah.
And it's just like, I was just having regular conversation, how we're flowing, and you don't realize the actual impact that you guys are probably having on cats that were 25. I could still think about how I was moving at 25. It was nuts.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, my whole mentality was ridiculous.
Yeah.
But like,
boy,
if I would have had somebody that would have been like, hey, just, you know, ask yourself this question. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, even just the thought process of like knowing what questions to ask before you even start going down the rabbit hole. Most cats don't know where to start.
100%.
I mean, so that's pretty dope, man. Yep. How old are you, by the way, MH?
34. Yeah, I just turned 34.
Yeah, it's perfect timing, bro.
Yeah, I mean, you know, my pops used to tell me something, and it hasn't. I've kind of figured out what he was saying just now as I'm kind of getting older.
Yeah.
He used to say we're all going to turn 35 at the same time, and I'm like, yeah. I mean, yeah, but what is that? You know, what does that really mean?
Right.
And he's saying, you know. LeBron James is 35, just like I'm going to be 35. You know, he's got his hairline is going away, just like my hairline is decreased.
Hey, man.
But at least you got a smooth head, though, yeah, dog. Right. I mean, he got a family just like I got a family. You know what I mean? And so we all got to, you know, take care of our space and be the kings of our space. Mm-hmm. And we all turn 35 at the same time. So I'm starting to understand that. Yeah. While we are at different parts of the life, we're all really kind of working together. We're all people.
We need to get Pops on for this quick segment, man. Pops be dropping.
Should though, man.
Pop sleep prize.
Right. Yeah. We're gonna catch him in the AM on a Saturday or something like that. Pre-record.
Yeah.
AM in Vegas, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, man. So you know what? All right. So if we look at Black in sports, right? Like, you know, obviously you guys are looking to have the impact. Obviously, you guys are trying to share knowledge. You guys are bringing in people from different backgrounds too. It's not just the people on the field. You guys are talking to people, guest services. You got myself with. You know, I'm okay athlete, but it ain't nothing like that. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't
nobody signing me up for no rosters no time soon. I mean, so.
Get you a rec ball somewhere.
Yeah.
Hey, a hell of a wide league, right?
We got a couple towels over there, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but look, though, I mean, like, if you guys think about where you guys are going with this 3 to 5 years out, what's some of the impact you guys want to have with this show to make sure that it's like, yo, I look back at it like, man, this is. I definitely think that we moved the whole needle here.
Well, definitely seeing people flourish, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the spots, and we'll get to yours in a bit, is they get to highlight what is that next. We ask people, what are you going to do next? Because even though you're working currently, that is your current sport, right?
Yeah.
So the whole tie is everybody's that we bring on has some tie of sports, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now your current position and or role that you're in.
I'm just playing. Yeah, go ahead.
We're going to have some allies on
here. Yeah, we got time for allies.
So,
bring on.
Yo, I got stories.
My mom put this wine away.
No. I'm about to ask you to pour me up. Anyway, but yeah, giving people a platform, right?
Yeah.
And so we can see them when we bring them back on the show, like, hey, how's that? You know, have you started that yet? You know, Ebony was one just that's recently on. She wanted to start a blog.
Yeah.
And to kind of do this format, so giving her that platform to do that, you know, we talked to our girls from Girls Chat Sports, wants to start a clothing line. We have another one that we just posted, a berry, Auntie. Yeah, she wants to start her own school. She wants to have a school named after her. That's her charge. She's pushing forward. So we want to give that platform to hear that, like, even though you're a rock star, you're a superstar in your current platform, aka sport.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, we want to hear what that vision is for, because there's somebody that's going to reach out to them, you know, as this network grows and be like, oh, I heard you want to do that. You know, I heard you on Black in Sports.
Mm-hmm.
And let's collab and let me help you do that.
I mean, dude, you know, the part that I think that is going to be wild for you guys, because I think you guys are doing it right. You guys coming into the studio, you got the video content planned. People are going to start recognizing you guys. That's just how it flows. And then, you know, as you guys start really getting those downloads through the podcast, Cat's going to get really comfortable with y'all.
Yeah.
And the amount of things that are going to start coming your way because people are used to hearing your voice is wild. Like, I mean, and I don't have no crazy following at all. Like, ain't nothing like that. But just the level of deeper relationships I have with people that do know me because they've been listening is like nuts. It really is wild. And knowing that you guys are doing it from a very unselfish place, it feels like. Like, Black in Sports doesn't feel like it's about EJ and MH. It feels like it's about everybody.
The collective.
Yeah.
The culture.
A collective. A straight process for everyone, just to more so kind of be in with. So I think you guys are going to find some interesting opportunities.
I didn't get to download MH, but just, you know, I rock the shirts, and we do have the shirts for sale. So, you know, you can.
I'm picking up one. Yeah, I'm on
picking up one.
Yeah.
But I wore it down in Miami. I was down for the Super Bowl.
Talk about that experience for a second, man.
Man, there's
talk about it.
So many levels. Yeah. I won't incriminate myself on this one. But no, man. So I wore the shirt. You know, I took a couple down there, and you know, just the things that they have there. You know, Gatorade had something. You know, sports. Everybody had an event, right? So the things that was appropriate to, you know, I wore. And the amount of people that came up to me and just like, Black in sports, that's amazing. What is that? Dang. You know what I mean? Because it's needed right now, right? Like, we just got a one other GM. It's the second GM in the NFL just today. So you're telling me we only had one? Because, you know, of course, Ozzy was a long time ago. But, you know, so people see that and they resonate with that because it's a need. It's a problem. It's out there. So just the love and the connection. And then, hell, when we went to, what did we go to? Rose Bowl.
The NFLPA, Collegiate Bowl.
Yeah, we went to the NFLPA.
Yeah,
and you know, we were just talking. It was like, oh man, we think this is a great platform for you. We wanted to get what's our receiver's name? We need to get him
because we'll get him
because he's starting soon, right? This is weekend, right? XFL.
Let's get him. Let it get a reception before we get him in there.
Well, you know, it may be short lived too, though. We got to get him before before the season folds. You never know, right?
But shut that thing down week three.
Get him some milk, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Some milk.
But no, so I think that's where we come, man. And like the vibe with this young gentleman right here is just amazing. So, you know, I think we just vibe with each other. And just when we had it was a symbiotic kind of mission, just synced and we rocked with it.
Man, you know what? You know what's wild about it? If you look at podcasting, and if I just jump in my podcasting agency mode real quick, if you think about it, people listen to podcasts for like three reasons. People look for like information, entertainment, but the biggest one people look for is like fun. You know, it's just that fun, bro. Like, they just want to hear people like sitting back on the couch as if they're just hanging out with their friends again. Like, people are so disconnected that they're looking for like, yo, I just want to act like I'm back in the basement hanging out with my boys. Like, think about the top podcasts. Joe Rogan podcast.
Yeah.
Joe Budden podcast. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. Every once in a while, you might catch a jewel when it's like, oh, I could take that and run with it. But the majority of them are just guys sitting around enjoying just talking the shop, back in the barbershop, back in the basement, anything. You know what I mean? Wrapping it up. Those are the ones that really get to the actual top of the chart. So I think you guys are definitely cooking on that, bro.
I appreciate that, man. So any other questions for us, man?
Man, you know what? I just want to stay in the loop, man, because I think you guys are doing more. I want to kind of plug over a couple of guys I think would definitely be a nice mouthpiece to hopefully hop on the mics at some point.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Man. Yeah, man. So, I mean, yeah.
Tell us more about yours, because I learned the three things from your podcast. So I wrote that down. That's why I knew it. Like, I wrote you was dropping that jewel. I was like, three reasons why people listen. I was like, let me get my pen. Like, but like, I like the way you chopped that up, right? Because it's adding value. But at the end of the day, it's the fun, right?
Just
so something they can kind of connect with. So anything else you want to share about your podcast, man?
Man, you know what? So I got Sales Culture Podcast. We're taking on B2B. Much more like smaller startup type of businesses, people that are looking to kind of find innovative ways to kind of launch content.
Okay.
So we're launching like 12 series episodes with them. That's been cool. But really, one of the projects I'm working on the side is we're opening up these whole men's health clinics. And all
right.
So we'll
jump right into that. That's where we were going. So this is the platform part. Yeah. So talk more about that, man. You said you wanted to open a men's health clinic, and you're looking to open one in Atlanta.
Yeah, man.
Is this the first one? Or
No.
Okay, talk to us.
No, man. So I got a small share of these clinics that have been opened up on the West Coast. So we have one in Seattle. We have one in San Diego, one in the Bay. We opened up another one in Kansas City. And
congratulations to Kansas City, Super Bowl champs.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You know what's so wild? They were like, "Yo, do you want to go to Kansas City?" I'm like, "Yo, I ain't never been there, but we should open up a straight clinic there. Let's do it." So we should do it. They got men out there, right? Yeah.
So what's it called? It's called Straight Clinic.
It's called Arcs Men's Health. Yeah, and so we have so we have about four clinics now, but we're going to open up two more in L.A. And the ones that I'm going to have the real control over are the ones out of Atlanta. So those are going to be my shops that I'm really trying to work with. Oh. I'm looking for like a really good medical director to more so partner up with on it. So that's where we're kind of cooking on right now.
So, okay, we're getting y'all jobs out here, okay? Listen up, Black in Sports. So we're looking for a director. What are the qualifications or what are you looking for in that director for that position in Atlanta?
Looking for a medical director just to more so be a straight partner with us. It's got to be MD or a naturopath. They got to be like medically licensed to operate out of Georgia. And yeah, it's a really straightforward process, man. We're doing all this, you know, natural health, a preventative health type of services for guys aging up. I mean, I think it's a much needed category for us, because guys don't like to go to the doctor.
No,
talk about that,
man. You know, man, cats ain't trying to talk about it. That's the whole thing.
Exactly.
Man, so I mean, so it's one of those things where, like, especially black men, bro. Man, ain't nobody talking it unless your wife bring it to you, and my wife brings it to me. But unless your wife is like, yo, eat this broccoli, you know what I'm saying? Cut back on this. We're not doing it. We're not even thinking about it, especially after you're outside of the game of hunting. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're actively hunting, then yes, that might be you might be a little temporary motivation. EJ, you're probably in it like heavy. You know what I'm saying? I get it. But grinding. You know what I'm saying? Right. I mean, but like, after that phase is done, you know what I mean? You start trying to settle in. You got kids, you got family, you're all about probably trying to make some money. That's probably top of mind for you. And in that process, we just wear ourselves down, man. And, you know, nobody's thinking about longevity. That's why I like to say I want to live to be 130, because I want to take the actions up front, you know what I mean, so I can be here around for people much longer.
Wow.
And there's a lot of different tools out there that are available to us, but your insurance plan is not going to offer them. So it's something that you got to be willing to invest in yourself for. And you really got to customize the plan. That's why I tell people, you know, the best way to start, experiment with yourself. There's a lot of fad stuff out there, but you got to figure out what's going to be right for you. The right way to really experiment is to try something at a small dosage and then test it. So, like, whether that's trying to try out different ways to eat. Like, I was trying to go vegan because I saw that one documentary, Game Changers. And I'm like, yo.
You seen that one?
Have you guys seen
it? I haven't. I've heard of it.
I only heard, was it the forks and...
Forks over
knives.
Yeah. I saw that.
And I was like, it got me for like a week or two. But like, I love chicken wings, man. And
right.
I love steak.
Forks over knives didn't get me for
Chipotle.
I mean, I think it might have had me for like maybe like 10 days, right? Forks over knives. Game Changers had me for like two and a half weeks.
Really?
Because what they did on there was this, right?
Okay.
There's this one scene. I'm just going to spoil it up front, but you guys can go back and watch it.
I'm watching that.
Yeah. You see, you know, and Cats ain't going to watch anyway.
Right.
Case in point. Case in point. Exactly.
Let me go ahead and get it out there for everybody there, right? So it's like, what they did was this one scene where they had like three NFL wide receivers on there, and they pulled their blood, and they gave them different meals, and they saw how their blood looked after the meal. And so, matter of fact, there's two scenes. I'll talk about this other scene. So they gave everybody a burrito, a Chipotle, you know, style burrito. One had chicken in it.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, one had all veggies, just the rice, you know, grilled veggies.
Okay.
And they had one that had beef in it. All right, so beef came back mad, cloudy blood. The blood was just cloudy.
I'm good. I don't like that anyway. Go ahead.
Still good.
Chicken was a little less, but my man that had the pure, like, veggie was just like pure blood. I mean, it was just crystal clear, a little bit of like built up type of collagen at the bottom, but that was it. It looked like a great blood sample. I was like, oh man, that looks good. And then they had this other one, and it's the one that really got most people, for real. So what they did was run this test on people at night. You had to put this little ring around your joint, right, at night, because, you know, everybody gets blood flow at night, you know. You start feeling good, you have a couple fantasies about the past. You start going back in that time machine. and they measure people's blood flow around their joint with this little ring that they put over people's stuff, right? And so the guys that ate all vegetarian, their thing was a lot more firmer over the night. And which makes a lot of sense, because if you eat certain foods like, you know, beets or any other type of red vegetables, they're automatically going to help out with your overall type of circulation. And so, I mean, like little things like that.
Beets, son.
Hey.
On a nightstand.
Bro, on an Old Testament type thing.
Beats on the nightstand.
Hey. Brother Abraham was having, I mean, they say Father Abraham.
Abraham, right?
That's Father. Papa Abraham, yeah.
There it is.
Yeah, man. So yeah, man. I mean, but you know, that's why I really got in with these guys from like Arxman Men's Health out of like San Diego, because I was like, these guys are doing something different, doing something, you know, innovative on a very simple scale too. It's a basic office, but it's just for men, and we're just talking about whatever's gonna be right for them.
That's big time, man.
That's huge.
Yeah.
So give us like who's this clinic for? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when you say clinic, is it, and I don't want, I hate to use this word, but just kind of to drive it home, is it more like a men's spa? Like, kind of, you're going in there for like rejuvenation, health kind of things to,
yeah,
to preventative? Or is it definitely a medical where you're like getting treated for illness and disease?
So,
get EJ right, man. Don't worry about my bro.
Hey. So, really, the whole vibe is like a men just having a cigar shop type of vibe, right?
Okay.
So I wanted to be just...
Hold on, a cigar shop vibe.
Ooh.
Well, first of all, we need a cigar, like a... We'll talk about that.
We'll go, yeah.
Because that's definitely a need here.
Really?
Yes.
A cigar bar?
Like, for us, yeah.
Yeah. I can see that.
I mean, it's different. I mean, there's that's a whole nother thing, but that's a need here.
I could believe it. I could believe it, bro, because out of Atlanta, like, it's that... That's a move, like, right. I mean, you want to go there.
Is the Gentleman Factory, is that in Atlanta, or what's the one in Atlanta?
Oh, man.
The men's kind of, you know, well, there's one in L.A. too, right? They L.A., have, Houston?
They have one called the M-Bar.
M-Bar.
Out of Atlanta. And, that was one of the dopest ones I went to. M-Bar,
and then, Cam Newton has one, right? It's his in Atlanta?
Really?
He does have one, right? I don't know what it's called, but he does have one in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Needed.
Okay. Yeah. I got that. I have to go check out next time I'm, you know, back in the city then.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
But yeah, so give us a run through.
So a really basic setup, leather couches, man, is the vibe that we have most of the time. I mean, so it's really just coming in, you having a consultation with an actual doctor, figuring out what you're looking for. And my whole thing is like optimal living, right? Because optimal living gets you to, you know, have that longevity. And so
130,
bro. Like
Father Abraham.
I mean, man, look, man, you know what I mean? Like, even though like doing certain activities is good for like very short term outcomes,
mm-hmm,
like really trying to set someone up. Okay, you have to talk about what you're eating. You have to, like, because it's your whole life source. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
if you stop eating, it's a wrap. Or if you eat the wrong things, it's gonna be a wrap sooner. You know?
Right,
so
right.
I mean, so you have to figure out what you're putting in your system. Some people got low T, so we got testosterone there for you, right? Some people need
Watch out.
You be laughing.
I'm not laughing. I'm listening.
That's a serious problem, man.
Some cats need it, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, so there's just a whole list of those type of services. You know what I mean?
Right.
That people might need there, man.
So it's individualized. So when anybody comes,
gotta
in,
be customized, man. Yeah.
So how does that range, though? Right. Like, let's talk about the most important part.
Yeah.
Money, right? Like,
yep.
If, because insurance is not paying for that.
Yep.
Depending on what kind of coverage you have, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, some give you a little stipend for, you know, wellness checks or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So what does it cost, or what kind of programs are you guys putting together?
Yeah, man. So I'm not even going to lie and say that it's cheap, because it is an investment. Like, on a low, low end, you're going to come out at least $200, you know, on just like the
initial
basics, trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
Because we got to run the test. Like, you know,
yeah.
I mean, you know, like, I would rather us say, hey, this is what you need, opposed to, hey, we're just going to go ahead and start shooting anything that's moving. You know what I mean? I mean, so like, that's how we kind of look at it. Like, mitochondria test is a big one that I was turned on to by these guys. I'm like, okay, we're trying to see how our body processes the actual food that we're putting in our system. If you got weak mitochondria, that's the actual life source of how your body processes everything, then that's going to lead to other things happening throughout you as well. So
yeah,
I'm about
to go look that up later.
Yeah. I'm
about to go straight to the spelling bee.
Right.
What's the origin of laser? Right.
Use it in a sentence.
Alternate definition.
Give me an alternate.
Alternate definition.
Facts. We're gonna look that up later, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, but you know what? To me, it's just one of those things that, like, you know, if you don't want to put at least $200 into yourself, there's a really quick way to go about doing this, right? So you look at what type of issues that you're having, right? Whether that's shortness of breath, that's a bad one, sagacity, or but if you got some other things going on, poor type of circulation, right? Yeah. I mean, like, I'm gonna keep it real on this podcast. Like, a lot of cats go to this place,
okay,
because they got ED problems, and it's like a lot of people are just trying to figure out, how do we get into like being back in the game?
Come on, mm-hmm, now.
It's a real problem for a lot of cats out here. 40 and up, man, close to about 30-40% of cats are struggling with that.
Man.
And of course, we ain't gonna talk about that. I mean, come on.
I ain't gonna tell nobody.
You know? Hey. And this is when you ask for grace, like, hey, thank God that I did not have that. Lord,
I'm telling you, man. Hey, count them, bro. Count them blessings. Jesus.
Hey, each time I go up, I'll be like, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hey, yo, man. And so, you know, it's straight things like that, because I think that's really important to have at the clinics, because let's be honest, guys ain't motivated just by trying to live a little bit longer. Most of us ain't.
Right.
Most of us think like, yo, I'm just glad that I made it out of 25. You know what I mean?
Nah, that's real.
That's real. That's so real.
Yeah. I mean, but whenever it comes to being in the hunt, you know, cats want to make sure that they can, you know, show up.
But the problem is, man, you get hood recipes though, man. You be like, you may tell your boy like
something's going on,
and then he cook you like, yo, get some of these like horny goat weed pills from GNC,
the Black Forest gummy bears.
Hey, yo, I need cats to stop hitting the straight gas station, man.
That's what it is.
Gas
right?
station line these cats, man.
That's what they doing, man.
That little silverback pill, you know what I'm saying? That ain't gonna, that ain't breaking nothing, bro. Like, I mean, like,
but low key, though, I'm telling people to get beets now, though.
Hey. Honestly, yo, like, hey, get yourself some bee powder, man. Like, you can go buy it from Amazon for like $15-$20, as long as it's, you know, organic and there ain't nothing else in it. It's quality, yo.
There you go.
If you got some going on.
I got an off the wall question.
Go hit it. I love these.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I love these.
Bro, I'm really sorry about these questions.
Don't ever be.
Please.
Nah, don't be sorry, bro. Come on, man.
Please kill me with these. Hey, first one. You know, the stereotype. There has to be some truth to every stereotype.
There is a little bit, yeah. A silver lining.
Where's the extra muscle in our calf? I'm trying to figure. Hey, I need to find that. If I knew where that was, I'd be on Madden right now.
You mean the one that kind of stacks at the top, or the one that's down low?
No,
the down low. I'm talking about the down low one.
So
right there where your skinny ankles are, right there. There's an extra muscle there that I don't know where to activate it, but they say black people got extra calf muscle, so I need to figure where that's at.
Yeah, I don't know about the extra calf muscle flow. That's not like a straight torn Achilles or something.
Come back to us with that one. Do some research.
Yeah, let me go.
On the extra cap.
Let me go hit Google real fast.
Right. He's on one. So okay. He got another one.
All right, my fault. I got another one.
Yeah, I
got
to find it.
All right.
Extra calf muscle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Those Google in the medical sales industry.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen an ugly one? Have you ever seen somebody ugly? There's a reason in Pursuit of Happiness.
Oh, God.
Forrest Whitaker was not casted for that role.
Yo,
Wesley Snipes wasn't casted for that role. There's a reason. These are things that I just had to ask.
A valid question though.
Yeah,
I'm gonna think for 2 seconds. I can't think of nobody.
Can't
bro.
Think of one.
No, there isn't one.
What did I tell
pharmaceutical
you?
Medical salesperson.
No,
that was like, you know, man, probably 4.5 up. Yeah, for sure.
4.5 up.
I mean, like, you know what I'm saying?
4.5 you round up, right?
Yeah,
like, that's all
yeah, five. Yeah, five, bro. Yeah, say 5. You see, 50
that's
plus.
What?
Like, yo, I could rewind the clock. See, that's a 7 all day. You know what I'm saying? It's a, I mean,
what did I tell you?
He said it off.
He started it, bro.
But it's facts though. Like, because when he said it, I did that. I'm like. Yeah,
all right. You go back and think about it.
Right. Like, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just had to ask though.
It's a fact, yo. I mean, yeah. Matter of fact, it's a fact.
Okay. Still in the same vein. Since we throwing out, man, I'm just saying this is really pissing off. What about CTE, man? You guys.
CTE. Oh man.
Because Miles really is really an advocate for CTE.
Oh man. Lord. He got you as the poster child over here. He said you run the commercials, bro. Like,
nah.
He thinks that's why Aaron Hernandez.
No, don't listen.
You gave him the pass. Give him the pass.
Nah, we can go. On. We don't got this.
CTE pass, yo.
Rent Let coming me get soon. Yeah, oh, yeah. There it is. Rent coming soon. Now, I'm gonna table that. I'm not gonna get you going on.
No, don't get me going on that.
So, but just you'll see the rent. We're gonna post that about CTE.
Oh,
but on a more serious note. Are you guys dealing with mental health at all, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's
talked about it.
Really it. Big. Mm-hmm. You know, we kind of always kind of bring it up in mm-hmm. some fashions or another. In the clinic, are you guys going to talk about that? Is there a space for that? And then just in what you're doing, you know, is there conversations or thoughts around that?
You know what? So at the clinics, we don't directly deal with it. No. Okay. But it is something that I'm a huge advocate for personally. 100%. I think Cat's gotta tap into that, man. Like, especially us, we gotta let the whole stereotype go. You know what I mean? About us talking to people about it. I mean, let's be honest. Half of us being on these mics is like therapy. You know what I mean? Like, every time I hop on the mic and just kind of just start ripping with people, it's relaxing to me. You know what I mean? So, I mean, but like, people don't have those type of outlets.
No.
And so where do you go? You bottle it up? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
Take it home to the wife and kids? Like, you know what I mean? Like, right. Where's it going? I mean, because cats, most of the time, they won't show it out in public. They're not going to show it at the job. Mm-hmm. They're just going to take it home. And then you hear something, wow, like, how'd that happen? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's probably because somebody need to talk to somebody about something.
It's carrying a pound of weight on it.
100%. Or more. And you know the part that's like really, it's kind of messed up, bro. These teams don't be talking about it at all, man. Yeah. And it's like, you know, I was working for that one company on that project, and it was purely about brain training. Like that was the service that we were selling. It's a brain training type of service. Neuroscientists, you know, super bright guys from Harvard and Yale. I mean, these were top of the tier neuroscientists working for DARPA, the actual, you know, part of the actual military that's like space age, where they run all these crazy experiments. Oh. These guys came out of there. And it's like, and whenever we talk to them about, like, okay, CTE, for instance, I mean, just keeping it real, like, I hate to kind of go back to it, but it's like, that wasn't motivating for them, yo. Like, the whole team was like, well, we want to talk about the performance outcomes.
Right.
I'm like, well, what about longevity? Pivot the whole sales conversation back to performance then. You know what I mean? But it's like, but it's wild how, you know, whether you know, it doesn't matter where you clock in at, whether you're at the job, you know, doing some old a pursuit of happiness type work, or whether you're just out working at like T-Mobile Stadium, or if you're out just trying to straight suit up, it's just like, you know, you got to take ownership of your health. You got to check in on yourself, because ain't nobody else gonna do it for you. And keep it real, it's your responsibility to do it.
I mean, we only got one of them. We only got one of these lives, man. That's right. Take ownership of your health. That's big time, man.
Yeah. Hate to kind of leave on that type of note, bro.
No, that's real.
Well, we got one more for you, though. So,
please.
So right here, this is what we call the assist, right? Mm. Kind of where you can either, you know, drop a jewel, give kind of like a mantra that you live by, something that maybe either for someone in sales or just someone coming up. Just any kind of jewels that you would like to drop. So we call it the assist, helping that younger person or that next person.
Yeah, man. So just kind of thinking about this question. I had this one guy on my podcast. I just posted it, actually. Nice plug for the whole Sales Culture podcast. I just posted my conversation with Steve Gordon. He's the actual CEO from Unstoppable CEO.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, man, and it's like he asked people this fire question that he's just trying to figure out how to lead with value. And I think so many times we get wrapped up in trying to, like, you know, pull something. Like, I'll come on your show and let me just kind of get this off of your show. You know what I mean? Push my content. You know what I mean? Like, let me just kind of get, you know, off everything that I want to see happen in the world. But really, like, if we're trying to be great, you really got to be in service. And nobody talking about Martin Luther King, Kobe, Nipsey Hussle, none of these people who we look up to now, if they wasn't in service to, like, somebody else.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, so it's like he asked a really dope question, like, hey, you know, I even kind of already kind of slid it past you guys, but it was like, you know, where do you want to see yourself in about 3 to 5 years, right? And what has to happen for you to feel happy about your progress? Mm-hmm. Because people open up about where they want to go in life. And so I think everybody should be asking that question with anybody who they, you know, give a damn about. It's like, you know, whether y'all work together, whether y'all doing business or not, or whether y'all just passing, you know, time with each other. Because it's not that you have to go break your back to go see it through for them.
Right.
But you don't know if you might have an easy layup for somebody.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it might be a no-brainer. If you guys are like, man, you guys got a couple athletes that might be interested in hopping on the mic. I'm like, yeah, Corey would love to do this. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I mean, like, I mean, and it's not even like a thing, because I'm looking to add value back to him.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a mutual swap. You know what I mean? And I think people don't think about that enough. I didn't think about it enough coming up, but now I am. So that's my gym.
I love it.
That's big time.
Yeah.
Got anything else for him, MH?
I mean, so many times you hit on that. We are kind of an instant society. Mm-hmm. We want things now. We want the results now. Right. We want, you know, everything's in this phone right now. You know what I mean? So we don't necessarily put in the work, and we don't take time to think, where am I going next week? Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So the 3 to 5 years, that's mental exercise right there.
Yeah.
What am I doing right now in these 24 hours that's going to affect 3 to 5 years? You know what I mean?
100%.
And we don't ever really think about that, because we're so into the next move, you know, the next 10 minutes from now.
We're in flow, man. I mean, yeah. And you know, life's happening quick. You know what I mean? Like, you guys got the podcast going. You guys work full-time gigs as well.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are moving. You guys are building up this whole platform. That's going to bring some crazy opportunities. So you guys are going to be busier. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't going to slow down for me. Right. I mean, so it's just like, you know, every opportunity that you can stop and start thinking about playing chess, I think it's that's the right way to move. You know?
Yeah.
Love it.
I'm good, man.
All right, man. Well, we just want to thank our guests, man.
Appreciate you, bro.
Man, I appreciate having an opportunity to kind of be on the mics, man. This is a really smooth setup, man.
There you go, man. Well, definitely, we're gonna have you back, man.
Appreciate it, man.
Anytime, man.
Anytime.
Well, hey, just want to thank the people for listening. You know, I hope you enjoyed the show today. Always, you know, we're gonna have great contact on all content. Excuse me, on all our social media platforms. And it's real simple. It's Black in Sports on everything, right? So YouTube, IG, Twitter, Facebook is coming. And, you know, follow us on that podcast. We're going to get that podcast loaded information for you right now pretty soon. But I just want to know we're rooting for you. All right?
Screaming, all us blacks got is sports and entertainment until we even. For everybody that's black, yo, look, sue me, I'm rooting for everybody that's black. Spent about 2 racks on handmade new rags. Sue me, I'm rooting for everybody that's black. That's everybody from sports to college class to rap. I'm back.